Greetings, students. You are looking at wonderprofessor.com. Now, we go into the history and the reason we created this a long time ago in Canvas. So if you want to take a look at that, please feel free to do so. But what we're going to do here is just give you a little guided tour. Now, if you've already walked through the Canvas material, you know that you don't have to use this website. Everything that is here is pointed to by Canvas, and Canvas walks you through the material much more gently as opposed to just taking a look at the website. But this is my home page, and this is where, yeah, you can't forget it, right? Can you remember Wonder Bread? Can you remember Wonder Woman? Right, you can remember Wonder Professor. And this website is totally isolated from the college website or from Canvas, so that if neither of those are working, you can still come here and get your work done. Okay, so no excuses. And you can't forget that, right? So now, here are probably the most important things. These two little quick links, depending which class we're looking at, Business 121 in this class, but I also teach Introduction to Investments. And then there are various things for you to play with. We many times remind you that you need some kind of productivity software. Here's some technical support services, and then the student services and campus support. All kinds of good stuff here. Here are the classes for spring 2019, 121 and 123, Introduction to Investments. There's how to get in touch with me, spring 2019 office availability. Here are my office hours. We have two nights, Tuesdays and Thursdays. Contact me. We'll do it. Make a time that's more, that's better for you. That's more convenient for you. But we use this system that is very similar to Skype, and we can talk to one another, show each other the screens, and work through problems together. It's very cool. And then there's a whole bunch of resources for online students that students don't use. But you should. You should go through these, especially if it's your first online class. And, of course, I'm going to hit you with it again in Canvas over and over again. And then the rest of it is just kind of stuff that I get from time to time, change and update and change things. And if you like some laughs, here's a cute, I know it sounds horrible, Canadian screaming severed head, but it's not scary. It really is funny. And I don't ever want to drive in Russia. So check some of it out when you have nothing else better to do. And I, of course, always have supported same-sex marriage because I believe that everyone deserves the right to be miserable. Anyway, there's more stuff here. We miss her tremendously, and she's been gone for so long. But you're not interested in this phone page. What you're interested in is getting to the class website, the class page, which is Financial Planning and Money Management for Spring 2019. And here it is. Dun, 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 dun. Well, anyway, this is going to disappear eventually, but most of the documents are presented via Google Docs. And then when you get to the first study guide for Chapter 1, there's a video that shows you how to use Google Docs. It's very cool, folks. It's free, and you can use it anywhere in the world on almost any Internet-enabled device. And so check it out. It's a great way to share information and documents. And then here's some more little stuff that I'll eventually get rid of it, but for now I like to throw it out there for you. Now, the textbook information. Make sure you listen to the commentary for the syllabus, because you can buy the textbook for 10, 20 bucks used online. You don't really need it, but that's okay. Check out the library. There's two copies on reserve that you can use there. And then here's our first exam, but again, listen to the announcements. Read the announcements. Watch the video announcements, and you will know when the next exam is. Here are the announcements, and for now we just have the pre-semester announcements, but eventually each week there will be an announcement. Make sure you don't blow these things off. Read them, listen to them, watch them, and stick with us. Now, here's where the material starts. So, oh my goodness, you had to scroll down quite a bit to get to the material. But there are the syllabuses. I love saying that. I know it's syllabi, but I like saying syllabuses. Here's for the face-to-face class. And then we have two, which we'll discuss in the syllabus commentary, right, on the online commentary. And again, everything you're seeing here is in Canvas. Canvas just points to the class website. So you can use this class website if you want, or you can walk through Canvas. Here's the Chapter 1 materials. Every chapter has a presentation, a study guide, one or two or more assignments, sometimes bonus assignments, and then all these other handouts and commentaries and answer keys and worksheets. Don't blow these things off, dear students. If there's a worksheet with calculations, you can better believe that you're going to do it in your assignment or you're going to do it in the exam. Here's one that students have a tendency to blow off, and that's the future value worksheet. This is so important, especially the online students. The face-to-face students, we do it in class at least 2 to 3 times, so they have a tendency not to blow it off, but the online students kind of go, what is this thing? It's in Canvas, folks. You're going to walk through it, and also it's on the class website. And if you see it on the class website, right, what's in the exam is on the class website. What's on the class website is in the exam. Now, here, finally, we get down to the lectures. You can listen to them in MP3 format. You can download them to your mobile device, your CD, burn them onto a CD. You can watch and listen to them. Now, if you have an Apple device, you can use search for Business 121 in iTunes. Actually, you can run iTunes on any other machine too, but you don't need to. Here they are, so you can click right here or tap right there, and you will then see the presentation. You might have to do F11 to make your screen bigger. But there is where you can listen and watch the presentation, but not all. You can also do it on YouTube. Now, both of these guys allow you to speed it up. This one, which is on the class website, which this one's on YouTube. And then for ADA compliance, we also have them subtitled by a very professional unit called 3C Media Solutions. Thank you very much, 3C Media Solutions, because if I had to do it, I'd find a new job. All right, so they're all closed captioned, including this one right here. This thing you're looking at is closed captioned. There's the Chapter 2 materials. So remember, all this stuff is going to be in Canvas, but Canvas just points to the material on the class website. So even if the college website's down or Canvas is down, you can still continue to work. Now, here's the information I told you about the textbook. Any edition of the textbook, actually the first ones, go please get the second one. And you can get it for 10, 20 bucks, folks, because they're all basically the same. The only thing that's different pretty much is the assignments, and they do that so they make the professors upgrade to the latest version so they can charge you $300 for a book that's worth about 25 bucks. But hey, I don't make the rules. I just do my best to play by the game and get around playing by the game so that you don't have to actually buy the textbook. Anyway, what is this? Huh? What is that? It's the back button. You see what you're missing by taking it online? You could, if you took it face-to-face, you'd get all these really bad jokes every single day. But watch what happens. If you click the back button, it goes back to the homepage. I know it's a sickness. Anyway, let's go back to oh, by the way, have you checked out Rate My Professors? Check out Rate My Professors. I didn't want to at first. My office mate said, yeah, go read it. Read it. They like you, actually. So so let's go back to the class website. So you see, folks, here is the class website. You can use the class website or use Canvas or use both. It is all up to you. But make sure you don't blow off any of the links here. Nor do you ignore any of the modules in Canvas. Walk through each and every one because we want you to be awesome. But to be awesome, you got to do your part, right? You got time on task. You got to do it. You can't wish we could just open up your brain, open up your head, and pour it into your brain, and it would work that way, but it don't work that way. Not yet, anyway. So thank you again. Once again, we thank you for being in our class. We are so proud, so honored, so grateful and privileged that you are with us, and we are going to do our best to make this the best class you ever took and you ever take, and 10, 20 years down the line, you can say, you know what, that class actually helped me in this crazy, bizarre, scary, joyful, beautiful, sad adventure that we call life. Welcome, welcome once again to our class, dear students.